With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited the Texas Hill Country, where at least 120 people died as a result of flash flooding over the July 4th weekend. The search goes on for the missing. Fredericksburg, Texas Fire Marshal Reagan Rabke says the search for flood victims is a painstaking process.
When I say piles, we're talking about debris piles 20, 30 feet high that are big enough to have a whole RV still in them and not be seen. That's a massive amount of debris that we're trying to clear, and we have heavy equipment working, and we're having to dig through it by hand as well. Just because the machines can go through it, we have to be very methodical about what we're doing.
That audio courtesy KSAT, at least 160 are still reported missing. The State Department is being hit with mass layoffs, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
More than 1,300 civil servants and foreign service officers are being fired in a major reorganization of the agency. Secretary of State Rubio defends the job cuts.
Our reduction in force was done, I'm very proud to say, I would argue, probably in the most deliberate way of anyone that's done one.
The layoffs are not immediate. Most civil servants will lose their jobs after a 60-day separation period. Foreign service officers will be let go after they're placed on administrative leave for 120 days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says the United States is selling weapons to its NATO allies in Europe so they can provide them to Ukraine as it struggles to fend off a recent escalation in Russia's drone and missile attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 279 points today. This is SRN News. Canadian authorities apparently equate Christianity with extremism.
In an interview with the CBC, Royal Canadian Mounted Police spokesman Camille Habel explained how to tell if somebody is about to become a terrorist. She cited a few examples, adding that if someone has been liberal but, quote, all of a sudden starts leaning toward traditional values, that might be a sign they're becoming more extremist. Critics are blasting the statement, saying it demonizes Christians and anyone else who has traditional values. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over the place of religion in the public schools are multiplying. Some states are passing laws to add chaplains and Bible lessons to classrooms, to set aside prayer time in the school day, and to expand voucher programs that can be used at religious schools. Other states have adopted measures requiring the display of the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms, and some of those are facing legal challenges. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed lower, pulling the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite below the records they set a day earlier. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Levi Strauss jumped 11% after the jeans maker easily beat Wall Street sales and profit targets and raised its full-year forecast, despite expecting higher costs from the tariffs. European markets closed broadly lower, and the Asian market closed mixed. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The Dow was down 279 points to close at 44,371. The NASDAQ lost 45 to 20,585. The S&P 500 dropped 20 to 6,259. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.